Liberator, written by Richard Harland and read by Adrian Mulroney. Something bad had happened on first deck. The news travelled the length and breadth of the Iron Juggernaut, from the storage decks to the old Imperial staterooms, from the coal bunkers on bottom deck to the bridge on 54th deck. The saboteur had struck again, and the Revolutionary Council had called a general meeting of filthies in the Grand Assembly Hall. In the Norfolk Library, Cole Porpentine and his family looked at one another with dismay. "They never called a general meeting before," said Oris, Cole's father. Cole nodded. "Must be worse than ordinary sabotage this time." "I'm going to the meeting," said Gillibeth. "I'll find out." She thrust out her jaw in characteristic Porpentine fashion, unstoppable as the mighty steam-powered juggernaut itself. Cole's mother, Quinia, fluttered in ineffectual protest. "But it's so dangerous, dear. Wouldn't you rather stay safe in here?" "They need me," said Gillibeth. Cole's sister took her role as advisor to the Revolutionary Council very seriously. In the 3 months since the liberation, she, more than anyone, had taught the filthies how to drive the juggernaut over land and sea. But she overestimated her own importance, Cole thought. The filthies were fast learners and could do almost everything for themselves by now. "I'll go too," he muttered, and followed her out of the library. There was a great stir of filthies in the corridors, countless hurrying footsteps, a murmur like an ocean and grim, set faces in the yellowish light. They were all heading one way, towards the Grand Assembly Hall. Gillibeth inserted herself into the flow, and Cole trailed in her wake. The filthies ignored them and made no eye contact. A few times Cole heard the scornful word "swanks" directed at their backs. It was the filthies' name for those upper decks people who had chosen to stay on after the liberation. Cole bristled at the word, though it was hardly worse than filthies as a name for those who had once been trapped below. Everything had gone downhill over the past 3 months. Cole and Riff had dreamed of a golden age of harmony and cooperation between filthies and upper decks people. The change of the juggernaut's name said it all, from World Shaker to Liberator, from tyranny to freedom. But it hadn't happened. Instead of harmony, there was distrust. Instead of freedom, the swanks lived in restricted ghettos, and all because of this saboteur. It had to be somebody who'd stayed on out of a desire for revenge. But who? And why should all swanks be blamed